And maybe that's why it's worth recording this. That's what I tell myself. I don't hold out much hope, but it is a way of perhaps preserving my own sanity just a little longer. Writing gives a reason not just to curl up with an overdose of the current neurotoxin of choice, Soma.
Well, Dr. Wells says that women like me, with wide pelvises, ought to have their first simulated pregnancy when they're 17.
I don't usually like wide pelvises, but somehow you carry it off.
So anyway, I'm really 2 years late, not 2 years early.
Are you taking your ovarin?
Of course.
And your placentin?
Of course, Lenina. I'm not a dimwit epsilon.
You'll be a pain all weekend if you don't go out and have sex with someone.
If I do have a simulated pregnancy, I shan't be able to have sex for a whole 3 months.
Oh, not nice.
Doesn't bear thinking about.
All the signs were there, but people didn't want to acknowledge them. Greed bent the post-Enlightenment West out of shape. A very few people owned the wealth, and they declared war on the intelligence of the populations of the developed world. America elected an amoral, aggressive gangster to the most powerful job anywhere. He let loose the dogs who turned civilization into a global cult of numbskull consumerism, which would believe any rubbish as long as it justified breakneck consumption of sugar, drugs, and no-strings sex.
I assume you're going out?
Yes.
Who with?
Henry Foster.
Why are you still going out with him?
It's only been 4 months.
4 months is a lifetime. Surely you're bored at sex with one man.
Well, no, actually. I'm not bored. I find it comfortable. Comforting.
The director would be very upset. He and I did it last week.
Oh, yes? How was it?
Very dignified. Vigorous, mind you.
Oh, good.
But dignified. That's the best word.
Although it's an everyday thing for us, I imagine you'll be confused. You see, for us, now, promiscuity is the rule, not the exception. And there has been a deliberate process of blurring the line which used to separate childhood and sex. Sex is a proven commercial proposition. Childhood doesn't come anywhere near it in terms of profit.
To be honest, I haven't been feeling very promiscuous lately. Well, there are times when I'd just rather not be doing it.
Well, you've got to make the effort, even if you don't want to. After all, everyone
belongs to everyone else. I have thought about it, and although I do find Henry a bit tedious, just having any old sex with any old man seems a bit pointless. Better the lover you know, sort of thing.
Careful who you say that to. You won't exactly make yourself popular.
Of course, you started all this. Relationships require effort, and that kind of stamina got lost in your quick-fix world, where electronic devices enabled everyone to scan their immediate surroundings for the opportunity of a spot of spontaneous, blameless carnality.
Do you know Bernard Marx?
You're not serious.
Why not? He's an alpha plus. He's asked me if I want to go on holiday with him to New Mexico. I've always wanted to see the reservations.
I could go on about how your time got scared of global warming and disguised a land grab as a war between freedom and theocracy, and how you pasted over the cracks with aggressive sentimentality. But I won't.
His face doesn't really fit. People say Bernard actually chooses to spend time on his own.
I'm fond of Bernard. He's bright and sees through the gruesome gaiety of this world. He's the closest thing to a friend that I have. But sadly, I don't think he's got much strength of character.
Well, I think he's clever and perceptive.
There's nothing attractive about Bernard Marx. He's too small. He's not at all handsome. He looks like he didn't get enough oxygen when he was in the flask. He's got funny little feet, like a girl, and you know perfectly well what small feet mean.
Oh, don't go on.
He's got frizzy hair. Why would you want to be seen with someone like that?
I think he's interesting. Bernard Marx has a thoughtful nature.
And what's that got to do with anything? People will just think you're a bit stupid.
You know what, Fanny? You've helped me make up my mind.
Well, I'm stumped, but I suppose it's better than sticking with Henry. That really could get you into trouble.
I was an unthinking, career-orientated fellow once. An escalator squash champion who'd had 640 girls in 4 years. Then the veil fell from my eyes, the niggling sense of wrongness took over. And now I am a secret dissident who wishes he wasn't, but can't help it. There's no mystery left in our brave new world. No chase, no alluring electrical charges skittering